Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury. India has many religions, and the one that most Indians have in common is cricket. In the spring of 2019, the festival of the annual Indian Premier League coincided with the International Cricket Council's World Cup competition, and broadcasters were concerned that unreported audiences would result in substantial losses of revenue, whilst advertisers were concerned at the missed opportunities lost to them. In this ASI cast, Richard Marks, our research director, speaks to Derek Gray, Chief of Measurement Sciences at BARC, India's television measurement provider, about the out-of-home service they launched to address these concerns. The significance of this initiative was highlighted after the service had been introduced when some individual stations had viewing uplifts to the cricket of up to 125%. Richard and Derek discuss BARC's plan to progress the service and highlight some of the problems associated with measuring other genre out of home.
Well, welcome to the podcast, Derek. Just to set a context for the listeners, can you give us perhaps a very quick bit of background on BARC, what its mission is, and also what your role within BARC is?
Sure, fair enough. So to explain what we do in a simple and creative manner, BARC India measures what India watches. So we're a TV ratings provider, but we're also an insights powerhouse, and we help Indian businesses unlock more value. It's been really a path-breaking journey for BARC. As a company, we're constantly evolving. We've been launching unique products, being much more customer-centric, and implementing cutting-edge technologies. Core to what we do is to innovate and constantly develop new methodologies and approaches, ensuring that our viewership data remains accurate, precise, and robust. And we are also working with multiple data partners currently, looking for various ways to further enrich our data. Essentially, my role within BARC, I serve as the Chief of Measurement Science, so I oversee the statistical and methodological rigor that goes into most of our estimate products.
Okay. Well, what we're here to talk about is specifically a quite exciting development, which is that BARC have added out-of-home viewing to the TV ratings. I'm only aware of a handful of countries that actually have managed to do that. So what was the original driver for this? Was the demand coming from the broadcaster saying, you know, we're missing audiences here, or was it from the advertisers, or a bit of both?
Well, I mean, first off, it's important to set the context. India itself is a country of many religions, the first and foremost being cricket. So we actually started this journey in 2018 with one of the leading sports broadcasters, and we did a pilot across two cities. So this was the precursor before we moved into the spring of 2019. So spring 2019 was quite important because there was two very significant cricket events. So the annual Indian Premier League, or IPL, and also the ICC Cricket World Cup. As you're aware, many television events, especially major sporting events, have significant levels of viewing that occurs outside an individual's household. We refer to that as out-of-home viewing, and quite frequently it does occur at dining establishments that have a television. So the viewing up until this point was unmeasured, and therefore it was lost advertising revenue for the broadcasters. As well, for advertisers, this allowed us to capture a whole new audience, allowing for better targeting opportunities. So the demand essentially came from both broadcasters and advertisers.
Now, I'm aware of a few surveys that have been diary-based that have just asked people, do you watch TV out of home? And I'm aware of a couple of countries that use portable meters that people carry about. But you have gone for a really interesting different approach. Can you describe exactly how, from a technology point of view, you're gathering the data?
Sure. So the barometer, which is the Indian people meter, like any other people meter, it requires button pushings to ascribe viewership to the individual level. So this was a big challenge for us in developing an out-of-home solution, because button pushing is not practical or feasible within an out-of-home environment. So what we did was we actually ended up leveraging several data sets and used fusion and integration approaches so that we could actually create these out-of-home audience estimates and ascribe them onto the current CTV panel. So, from a very simple perspective, what we did was we went in and we metered various eateries across urban India using our barometer. From there, we were able to measure footfall going in and out of the eatery by using both manpower and also IoT devices. We took that data set, coupled it with a large out-of-home establishment survey, which essentially allowed that viewing data to be ascribed to the individual level with full demographic information. Then simply joining the data with the currency became just the science of data fusion. And that did end up allowing us for that understanding of the incremental reach provided by the out-of-home audiences.
Now, I know for the more technically minded in our listenership that you're going to be talking a bit more about that methodology when we meet at the conference in Prague next week, so I won't probe you too much about that at this stage. But clearly, the other thing you're going to be talking about is some of the results you've been seeing from this first out-of-home measurement. You mentioned that one of the main drivers was sports broadcasting. I mean, without going into preempting too much detail from your presentation, what's been the main impact on ratings in that genre, and I guess specifically cricket?
Yeah. So during the IPL period, the entire sports genre actually received a lift of about 7% in viewership. And when you broke that down to individual stations, in some cases, the viewership increased by as much as 125%.
Blimey.
And that is a lift in the average minute audience. And that was primarily driven by an increase in the reach. So if we talk about reach in general, the sports genre actually increased by 18%.
It definitely seems like it was worth doing. I mean, I'm guessing that was the genre that had the most benefit from it. But were you measuring other genres? Were you measuring 24/7? So were you getting news and dramas and things like that?
Yeah, so we did measure all viewing across all stations, across all genres. I can give you a few examples here. So, sports, of course, was the major winner here in terms of uplift of viewership. But English news, as well as food and lifestyle, those two genres also got some significant out-of-home audiences. We saw an increase in English news of about 9%, and the food and lifestyle genre increased by about 7%. In the English movies and music and youth genres, there were also some smaller but still significant lifts as well.
Oh, that's interesting. And is the plan now to include that out-of-home data effectively within the ratings every day in the overnight TV ratings, or is this a separate report available to certain subscribers?
No, so because we actually fuse it onto the currency, we're able to include that out-of-home data now in the currency data. So all of our regular weekly releases include both the in-home data plus the out-of-home data. So it does give that sort of almost quasi-single source data set, allowing the Indian broadcast industry to understand that incremental reach coming for all target groups from out-of-home.
You mentioned very specifically eateries as being the main focus for this. Are there plans to perhaps expand the coverage to, for example, gyms and TVs in workplaces and other areas where people may be watching TV communally?
So BARC, being a joint industry committee, we're constantly evolving all of our measurement sciences and services to continue to meet the evolving needs of the broadcast industry. The success we've had from this out-of-home measurement product has been outstanding, and we're now getting broadcasters who have significant assets in other genres looking for us to expand the scope of this measurement. So we're working diligently to see how other sites could be introduced into this scope of measurement. I will give you an example. Office buildings in India, they're a prime source of viewership to the news genres. The majority of offices actually have television screens all throughout the office, and this represents a huge opportunity for additional audiences for news broadcasters. Now, of course, every type of site that we add on, currently eateries, if we start adding on offices, they all have their own nuances and challenges. So it will require development of a specific methodology to meet that particular business need.
Because on the one hand, what the advantage your system's got is that you are metering the device. So one of the challenges that out-of-home measurement using portable people meters, for example, has been that they're dependent on audio. So if an office TV is on with a news channel but has got subtitles and the audio's not on, which is quite a common thing to happen in offices, then audio would not be picked up, whereas you're metering the actual device. The flip side, of course, is there's a cost attached, I assume, to metering hundreds of TV sets in offices. So I guess that's part of the equation why you're needing to perhaps look at adding to just the simple people meter measurement with other techniques like modeling.
Yeah, I think you've summed that up perfectly.
So the other, sort of leading on to that from that sound issue, one of the challenges that we've faced in some markets, when I say we, it's when I was on the measurement supplier side, was that advertisers would claim that they weren't going to pay more for the measurement of out-of-home viewing because they would claim, well, the volume's not necessarily on, people are not necessarily seeing the advertising, it's not as pure an experience as watching at home. And they'd also say, well, we get it for free anyway. We already get those out-of-home audiences, so why should we pay more just because they're being measured? Is there any evidence that in the Indian market that, I guess, it's quite hard to argue when you're doubling the audience that advertisers shouldn't pay for it, but is there any arguments around, I guess what I'm getting at is, if you're able to separate out of home from in home, is there seem to be any qualitative difference in terms of what advertisers should be paying for the two forms of exposure?
So, I mean, essentially, BARC India's role is to provide the best solutions, the most robust and accurate measurement to all of its stakeholders, both the buyers and the sellers. We had a very similar situation to this when we were first launching and building out our panel. And we started measuring rural India, which was something that had never been measured before. So that was a very, very similar type situation where advertisers could have argued they were already getting rural India for free. So as I said, viewing was happening, but it was never part of the currency. By bringing rural into the currency or bringing out a home into the currency, you give a basis for everyone to derive greater value, which aligns with what we do and why we exist within India. So the whole idea here with the out of home TV measurement was very, very similar. And it essentially was just driven by allowing the industry to generate value through sharper insights and a better understanding of what India watches.
Well, it's a fascinating topic, and we're going to be delving into that at the ASI conference in Prague on the Friday afternoon, I think, which is a session that I'm chairing, where we'll also have a paper from Mediometry, who are also investigating and about to look at the currency measurement of out-of-home with a very different approach. So it's going to be really interesting to compare and contrast and get a debate going. So thanks for your time in hooking up with us today, and we'll see you in Prague, I think, a week tomorrow for the actual paper, but obviously the conference starts on the Wednesday, so we'll see you then. Thanks for your time, Derek.
Sounds great, Richard. Thanks a lot.